All right, welcome my friends to episode 753 of Extreme Health Radio. I can't believe we've done 753 episodes since 2012. That's crazy. Crazy. Well, thank you for joining me. Today we're going to be talking about skin cancer. But I have a couple updates to share with you first. The first one was this week, if you guys have been following me on Instagram, you probably know that YouTube gave me a strike for a show that we did in like 2017 with Jason Prawl about longevity and anti-aging for violating YouTube's standards. So I think I'm just done. You know, we have like almost 80,000 subscribers on YouTube, but I'm done. I'm done with them. So what I'm going to be doing is putting my videos, all of our videos, on Brighteon. We're also on BitChute, I think, too, and Rumble. Although I don't really like or use those platforms that much, even though we'll put our content there. Brighteon, though, to me is, in my opinion, the best YouTube alternative. And if you search us out, Extreme Health Radio channel on Brighteon, you'll find us. And as many of you guys know, I like to watch different documentaries and different in a broad range of subjects. So go on there and check out our playlist. I've been adding a lot of videos to our documentary playlist section on Brighteon. So search our channel, subscribe to that on Brighteon, and check out some of the documentaries. If you're looking for documentaries that will open your mind, follow us on Brighteon, subscribe to us, and check out our playlists on there. Another update I want to let you guys know about is we're still working on getting Kate back on the show. She desperately wants to be on. We just have to find, we've had so many requests to have her back on, and it's so much fun when we get to just hang out and talk. But so we're working on getting her back on. So just stay tuned for that. The plan is to do some of these radio shows that we're doing now on specific subjects, like today's on skin cancer. And then do those twice a week. And then the other 2 days of the week, have talks with Kate, and that will be a lot of fun. So in researching skin cancer, I've been doing this for our Patreon. If you join us on Patreon, you'll get access to a lot of this information. But in researching Patreon, I'm finding that I've been sort of stalked with ads from Hoag, from Children's Hospital. What else? I don't know, a bunch of other, you know, hospitals trying to get me to, you know, go to their hospitals for skin cancer. It's crazy, right? So as you know, there's a lot of money in cancer. And this is from the Cancer Action Network. It says here that cancer also represents a significant portion of total U.S. healthcare spending. Approximately $183 billion was spent in the U.S. on cancer-related healthcare in 2015, and this amount is projected to grow to $246 billion by 2030. Remember that Healthy People 2030 or Agenda 2030? So this is an increase by 34%, and the average cancer patient is worth just shy of $1 million in revenue from drugs, from treatment, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, medications, all of that stuff, just shy of $1 million. So if you are born after the 1960s, whether you're a man or a woman, the studies are showing that there is a 50% prognosis that you will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in your life. So this is a ton of money, right? This is a bunch of revenue. And here's a snippet from a website called bigthink.com. It says here, a recent report from Evaluate shows oncological therapies were the most profitable in 2018. The report projects cancer drug sales to nearly double by 2024, pocketing a tidy 236.6 billion in profit. So if you're invested in these pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna and all these companies, this is not good because you're a part of that. So these projections come at a time when 42% of cancer patients lose their life savings just to afford treatment. So this is crazy, guys. Cancer is a big, big business. And in doing research, I found this article, which is really interesting in terms of this gives you a little like insight into how the pharmaceutical industries look at you and me. So here's a Goldman Sachs message to biotech. quote, don't cure cancer. It says here in 2018, Goldman Sachs, a Wall Street bank with almost $1 trillion in assets, let the cat out of the bag. A top-level employee named Salveen Richter issued a report advising clients to think twice before offering actual cures for cancer or hepatitis C. Ms. Richter is no wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. No, she is vice president of Goldman's research division and a graduate of Johns Hopkins. The report is titled The Genome Revolution, and in it, Richter worries that the genetic revolution might be, quote, too effective at eliminating disease. Dude, these people are freaking monsters, man. Like, are they even human? Goes on to say, she asks a rhetorical question, is curing patients a sustainable business model? Like, oh my gosh, it's insane. And her answer is no. She suggests that companies think twice before offering treatments that actually cure people. CNBC quotes her report as saying, quote, the potential to deliver one-shot cures is one of the most attractive aspects of gene therapy. However, such treatments offer a very different outlook with regard to recurring revenue versus chronic therapies. While this proposition of one-shot cures carries tremendous value for patients and society, it could represent a challenge for genome medicine developers looking for sustained cash flow. Like, this is oh my gosh, right? I mean, these people are diabolical. And most of you guys know that I got into natural health as a result of my mom's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer diagnosis in 1995. And that's when my eyes were first opened to the idea or to the fact that doctors don't know a whole lot. And I got to witness that firsthand. And I went into health in 2003 in a full-time way in terms of research when a friend of mine gave me a book called Fit for Life. And I became 100% raw food vegan. And, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, but it's just fascinating to see, isn't it, what they think of us, right? So this is just, you know, it's not looking for sustained cash flow. And is curing patients a sustainable business model? So these people don't have your best interest at heart. And these are the same people, by the way, that are coming up with genetic therapies put in sharp things to put in your arm to reverse this big C little V going on right now. So just so you know, these things are all running together. So first I want to talk about some causes, like what really causes skin cancer. And there's a lot of people there's a lot of debate about what it actually causes or what the actual causes are. And then I want to share with you four real solutions that you can actually look at along with a couple resources. And this is all, again, pulled from our Patreon research paper that I do there on Patreon. All right. So most doctors and dermatologists will say that skin cancer is just random. You know, we don't know why, but most likely it's just, you know, that big ball of sun in the sky that God made for us that gives us all kinds of healing qualities and things. That's what's causing skin cancer. And so, but I found an article here that's really interesting that says, this is an NIH article called Insufficient Sun Exposure Has Become a Real Public Health Problem. It says here, this article aims to alert the medical community and public health authorities to accumulating evidence on health benefits from sun exposure, which suggests that insufficient sun exposure is a significant public health problem. Wait a sec. I thought it was from too much. I thought it was, you know, the sun is giving us melanomas, carcinomas, and all these things, right? It says here, studies in the past decade indicate that insufficient sun exposure may be responsible for 340,000 deaths in the United States and 480,000 deaths in Europe per year, and an increased incidence of breast cancer, colorectal cancer, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, autism, asthma type 1 diabetes, and myopia. And so if you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably saw my post that says it gives a funny guy looking like a deer caught in the headlights. And the meme caption is what your doctor looks like when you ask him about nutrition. And it's pretty funny because doctors just have no clue, right? And in there, I share that going to the doctor and hospitals are responsible for 440,000 deaths a year. It's called iatrogenic death. And that's the third leading cause behind cancer and heart disease in the United States. And that equals to about 1,200 people a day or 50 people per hour. And these are patients that get the surgery, you know, the way they're supposed to. They follow their instructions. They take their properly prescribed medication, you know, as often as they're supposed to in the right amounts and the correct dosage and all of that, following exactly what they're supposed to do. And boom, you're dead because you follow the advice of your doctor. Iatrogenic death. It's 440,000 people. That's 50 people every hour dying because they follow what their doctor says. So this article here is saying basically the opposite of what every doctor says, is that insufficient sun exposure is a real health problem. So it goes on to talk about all the different conditions in which insufficient sun exposure causes or is correlated to all-cause mortality, internal cancers like breast, colorectal, cardiovascular diseases, metabolic syndrome, Alzheimer's disease, and cognitive decline, autism, asthma, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, myopia, and then here under 3.1, skin cancer. So an insufficient amount of sun is related to an increase of skin cancer, melanoma, and it goes on and on and on.
Have you guys heard about systemic enzyme therapy or proteolytic enzymes? This is my secret weapon for battling inflammation. And we had a guest a long time ago, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who is using high-dose proteolytic enzymes on late-stage pancreatic cancer patients with great success. Serrapeptase is derived from the same bacteria that the Japanese silkworm uses to dissolve its own cocoon. And these are from Mitolife, enteric-coated serrapeptase and natokinase. The main method of action is to dissolve necrotic debris in the blood that shouldn't be there. Sort of like Pac-Man, going all throughout your blood and eating things up like scar tissue, fibrin, fibrosis, calcification, fibrinogen. And this takes a massive burden off your liver and your white blood cells. It can be used with anything that's inflammatory to lower inflammation, anything that ends in an itis or osis. You can even use it topically with DMSO. I've done that before with great success. This stuff is amazing. It's called Dissolve It All, and you can find it on biochargeme.com under the MitoLife section. And our code EHR15 will get you a 15% discount.
So that's under 3.1. So this would be a really good research paper to share with a doctor, right? So I'm not going to put a link to this because you can search it out yourself, or if you join our Patreon, you can get it. It's all linked to on there. But I mean, this type of information is just incredible, right? And if you look at a quote from Dr. Jack Cruz, he's kind of the light guru. And he talks a lot about, you know, blue light and stuff like that. And he's been on our show a couple times, maybe three times, I think. But his quote is, quote, skin cancer is a melanopsin defect from blue light and non-native EMF light. Sunlight is not the cause because it is native to Earth. Melanoma is a blue light disease, not one of solar UV, Jack Cruz. So the hypothesis is it's not the sun that's causing disease, it's blue light exposure. And something else to look at too in terms of causes is exactly what the dermatologists want you to do, is slather up with all kinds of skin of suntan lotions and all that stuff. And here's a really interesting article from the FDA themselves called Shedding More Light on Sunscreen Absorption. And this is by Teresa Mikkel, MD. And I'll just read you a little snippet. Under important new information builds on last year's initial findings. It says here, while additional data is needed, results show that all six active ingredients in the sunscreens were absorbed into the body's bloodstream, even after a single use. An additional finding from this new study is that once absorbed, these active ingredients can remain in the body for an extended period of time. This study evaluated absorption of the active ingredients. I can't even read half of these. Avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene, homosalate, octisalate, and octinoxate. I can't even say that. The prior study evaluated absorption of avobenzene, oxybenzene, and ecambazole. So these heavy metals get absorbed not just into your skin, and they get baked into your skin with UV light, but you also have extremely high amounts of polyunsaturated fatty acids in your skin that's interacting with the UV light and getting burned. And this is causing when it mixes with these chemicals that you're putting on your skin. So the next time you're at the beach or at the lake or at the river, and you're just watching the people next to you slather their kids with sunscreen. And you know what the best is now? The best is when I'm like if I'm going to the beach, I'm always seem to be downwind from a group of people that use that aerosolized sunscreen. You guys ever be around people like that? And now you're just breathing it in, right? Oh my gosh. So I literally have to get up and move up, upwind from those people because I cannot handle the smell. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really sensitive to smells because it's one thing to get this stuff on your skin. It's another thing, to breathe it and to get it into your lungs. And this is not good. So these things, these heavy metal accumulations in combination with polyunsaturated fatty acid, and UV light are causing skin cancers, in my opinion. And so moving on to like blue light, and most people think that it's the sun, but really non-native EMF, like Dr. Crew said, in the form of blue light, in the form of non-native EMF, like radio frequencies, dirty electricity, that kind of stuff. And here's a really interesting study from Science Direct. It says the electronics in fluorescent bulbs and light emitting diodes, LED, rather than ultraviolet radiation can increase malignant melanoma incidence in indoor office workers and tanning bed users. Crazy, right? So a little snippet out of this says here, we hypothesize that modern electric lighting is a significant health hazard, a carcinogen, and is causing increased CMM, which is cutaneous malignant melanoma, incidents in indoor office workers and tanning bed users. These lights generate dirty electricity, high frequency voltage transients, radio frequency, RF radiation, and an increased body amperage, all of which have been shown to be carcinogenic. So get what this is saying, guys. The light that you're living under is a carcinogen, causes cancer. So that means if you guys are living under LED or fluorescent lighting, anything that's not natural, the most natural form of indoor light is always going to be firelight. But that's, you know, not really practical for most people. So we go for the red bulbs. But essentially what it's saying is that this stuff is causing cancers. And so it says here, these lights generate dirty electricity, high frequency voltage transients, radio frequency, RF radiation, and increased body amperage, all of which have been shown to be carcinogenic. So just realize, guys, that it's not the sun. Like Dr. Crew said, it's not the sun at all. Skin cancer is a melanopsin defect from blue light and non-native EMF. It's not the sun's cause because the sun is native to Earth. Melanoma primarily is a blue light disease, which I really agree with him on that. And here's an interesting PubMed NIH article here looking at the occupational sunlight exposure and melanoma in the U.S. Navy. And it went through a total of 176 confirmed cases and says here, the risk of melanoma was determined for individual occupations and for occupations grouped by review of job descriptions into three categories of sunlight exposure, indoor, outdoor, and a mix of the two. And it says here, compared with the U.S. civilian population, personnel in indoor occupations had a higher age-adjusted incident rate of melanoma. Persons who worked in occupations that required spending time in both indoors and outdoors had the lowest rate. And it says here, this is really interesting point right here. It says incident rates of melanoma were higher on the trunk than on the more commonly sunlight exposed head and arms. So that's really interesting because it shows you that a lack of sunlight is really what's causing people to express skin cancers like melanoma and these types of cancers on the skin. So really what the takeaway here is that you want to get exposure, not too much, right? You don't want to go out there and fry and burn every day, but you want to get enough good full spectrum frequency sunlight at multiple times during the day. The ideal being the early morning upon sunrise. And if you follow our Instagram stories, you'll see me doing this quite often where I will be, you know, standing on the ground with no shoes on, looking at the sunrise. And I do this as much as I possibly can. I'm not perfect. I don't do it every day, even though I should, but I do it probably 4 to 5 days a week. And ideally it would be good to do every single day, but multiple times throughout the day, you're not wearing your sunglasses, you're outdoors. You know, of course, if you're out, you know, fishing in the ocean or if you're skiing down some slopes and it's super bright, you want to wear your sunglasses. But in general, the idea is to avoid and ditch the sunglasses and shoes and get some full spectrum sunlight and cover up your skin when you're indoors if you really want to prevent skin cancer. And so that was really interesting. So another cause, like I briefly mentioned it before, was this idea of polyunsaturated fatty acids. And here's an interesting article called Oncology Nurse Advisor. And it says here, for this study, researchers evaluated the outcomes of more than 170 participants in the Nurses Health Study, NHS, and the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study to determine the association between fat intake and skin cancer. And it says here, fat and other dietary intake was evaluated with the validated food frequency questionnaire every 4 years. It says here, overall, the 794 cases of melanoma, 2,233 cases of squamous cell carcinoma, and 17,556 cases of basal cell carcinoma, BCC, were observed in the NHS, and 736, 1756, and 13092 cases respectively. So the results show that a high intake of polyunsaturated fatty acids found in foods such as soybean, corn oil, flax oil, increased the risk of these cancers by at least 16%. And higher intake levels of omega-6 were associated with melanoma and SCC, BCC, and omega-3 fat intake was found to increase the risk of BCC. So these polyunsaturated fatty acids are causing skin cancers. So when you are consuming a diet that's full of this stuff, the fish oils, all of that stuff, and you're exposing yourself to blue light from LEDs inside the home, fluorescent lights inside the home or at work, and then you're going out into the sun and you're either covering up altogether, so you're getting no sun. The only light that's hitting your skin is man-made light or non-native EMF. And or you're going into this to the sun and just baking and putting all these chemicals on your skin, consuming tons of polyunsaturated fatty acid and just baking there. And that is what's causing the skin cancers. And it's not a moderate amount of sun. It's all these other things. And so some other things to look at when it comes to this is iron as well. So there's a lot of debate about what's going on with iron. Morley's RCP protocol is, you know, very much or vehemently against the consumption of iron or iron infusions. Then you have the Iron Protocol group on Facebook, which says just the opposite. So take this what it's worth, and I'll let you guys make the call on this. But I did find this interesting in a PubMed article on the role of iron in carcinogenesis. Cancer as a ferrotoxic disease. It says here, indeed, iron is carcinogenic in animal experiments. These reports unexpectedly reveal that there are target genes in iron-induced carcinogenic carcinogenesis, and that iron-catalyzed oxidation DNA damage is not random in vivo. Several iron transporters and hepcidin, a peptide hormone regulating iron metabolism, were discovered in the past decade. Furthermore, isn't that crazy, though, that hepcidin was only discovered in the past decade? That's crazy. But it says here, furthermore, a recent epidemiological study reported that iron reduction by phlebotomy decreased cancer risk in the apparently normal population. So iron does play a role. The question is how much, right? So just keep that in the forefront of your mind, and you can do further research on that. And you can learn more about all of that stuff. And so traditionally with skin cancers, you know, they're going to want to do surgery. They're going to want to give you a diagnosis, which causes health insurance issues, obviously, right? And so that's going to be a real problem. But there are some things that you can do. And the first thing I'd recommend is something called BEC5. And it's called BEC5 or Curaderm. And you can find information about this at curaderm.net, curaderm.net. And Dr. William Cham won the Nobel Prize for this. And this product was an extract of the eggplant, oddly enough, because the eggplant contains extremely potent glucoalkaloids. But this cream that he was using happened to cure 75,000 Australians of skin cancers of all types. And I think this was in the late 70s. And subsequently, a handful of dermatologists complained about this, of course, because you can't have doctors, you know, happy that people are reversing their cancers. You got to, you know, run and complain about it, right? So then they made it by prescription only, and then no doctors would prescribe it. So it became almost impossible to get. But this product, I'm not going to say it's a cure because, you know, I can't say that. I can't say anything of the sorts. But, you know, within 10 to 14 weeks, this stuff seems to allow the body to get rid of those extra cells. How about that? This product allows the body to successfully eliminate and get rid of the extra cells from the body. How's that for a good way of saying? 10 to 14 weeks. And what it seems to do is that it gets inside, these glucoalkaloids get inside the cancer cell and disables the lysosome in the cell. And it causes the cancer cell to actually enzymatically digest itself. So it's really fascinating. And it only does this to cancer cells, to no other cells. So it's a fascinating journey when you go down and start looking into the research of this. And this glucoalkaloid seems to be extremely powerful, and it allows the enzymes within the cancer cell to digest itself. And it seems to also follow the cancer wherever it goes in the body. So it just keeps going down and down and down the different tunneling pathways inside the body and does the same method of action inside your body, no matter where the cancer originated from.
Hey, have you guys tried Sir Thrival's colostrum yet? If you haven't, you totally should. I love this stuff. What I love about it, it has lactoferrin in it, which is a really powerful iron chelator. It also has retinoic acid, which is real vitamin A, which helps load copper into ceruloplasmin. It helps to seal your gut lining, improving digestion. It contains all essential fats, sugars, and amino acids. It's non-GMO, organic, grass-fed, and it also has transfer factor and immunoglobulins in it, so it modulates your immune system. Great for gut health. There's four flavors, the original, vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate. I like the original myself. I add it to my smoothies, coffee, ice cream, pancakes, shakes. The kids love it. It's amazing stuff. Check it out on biochargeme.com.
Because many times these things, you know, come from somewhere else and they metastasize and they spread and stuff like that. And the source is, you know, somewhere other than the skin. But this BEC5 seems to just follow the pathway internally and, you know, disables, gets inside the cancer cells, but none of the other cells, and allows the cancer cells through the lysosome to activate enzymes to digest itself, which is really fascinating. So you can learn more about that at curaderm.net. I'm not affiliated. I don't promote it. I'm saying here, it doesn't cure cancer. Okay. So wink, wink, read between the lines. Curaderm does not cure cancer. The only thing that can cure cancer is doctors in white lab coats. And what else? Chemotherapy and radiation are the only things that cure cancer. So I just want to wink, wink, let you know that. I don't even know how good, if that's even necessary, but it's kind of fun to play like that. So the other thing I would do too is I would look at, I don't have any evidence on this, but you can look up a documentary called Run from the Cure. So the cure for cancer is chemotherapy, radiation, you know, all that stuff, right? So there's an interesting documentary, and oddly enough, it's on my, if you go to Brighteon and search Extreme Health Radio, subscribe to our Extreme Health Radio channel, and under the Natural Cures playlist, you can find this documentary called Run from the Cure. So Brighteon is just B-R-I-G-H-T, like bright, and then E-O-N, Brighteon, and then search Extreme Health Radio channel, and then subscribe, and then you'll see our playlists, and you'll see the documentary Run from the Cure. And essentially what this is we've had Rick Simpson on the show a couple times, but basically what he's doing is he's making a paste out of cannabis, and it's high in the THC, which is the active curative agent in cannabis. And I would apply that topically. Now, I can't say it's medical advice. I can't say you should do it. I can't say it does anything, but that's what I would do. So that would be something else that would be on the table. So you could search for this Run from the Cure documentary. All right. So, and there's evidence on that. I just didn't look it up. So here's something that you may want to consider as well topically and internally, and that is vitamin C. So ascorbic acid, Doris Lowe, I read quite a few of her papers on vitamin C in research for this particular show. And you may want to look her up, Doris, D-O-R-I-S. She's a published scientist, L-O-H. And you can find her on Facebook and you can follow her work there. But she's written a lot of good information on vitamin C and skin cancers. But this article is not by her. It's called Vitamin C Induces Human Melanoma A375 Cell Apoptosis via BAX and BCL2 mediated mitochondrial pathways. So just speaking from experience, a friend of mine had some extra cells growing on his skin and he put vitamin C crystals onto his skin with a Band-Aid. And he claimed within 2 weeks it was gone. So that's just completely anecdotal. But here it says here, you may want to look at this, the National Cancer Institute, National Institutes, blah, 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 demonstrated that vitamin C killed cancer cells while doing less damage to healthy cells. Furthermore, vitamin C has been shown to induce cell death in various types of cancer cells, including mesothelioma. Isn't it interesting? Mesothelioma is a cancer that most people get in their lungs as a result of exposure to excess toxins, right, that they're breathing in the air. And they say the mesothelioma, there's no cure for it, blah, blah, blah. Well, it says here, vitamin C has been shown to induce cell death in various types of cancer cells, including mesothelioma, pancreatic cancer, leukemia, renal cell carcinoma cells. Taken together, the findings of all these studies indicate that high vitamin C doses may prevent the growth of tumor cells. Interesting, right? So you can read all this whole article. Actually, a link to it from the Patreon paper on skin cancer I did. Excuse me. So there was a interesting YouTube video. I think it's still on YouTube, of a guy in New Zealand, and I'm half Kiwi, so this was kind of interesting, but a guy in New Zealand who he was in the hospital, and I forget what he had. He had some sort of disease, but he was basically in a coma. And they also found out during the time he was in a coma that he had cancer all over his body. And his family, they wanted to have him get IV vitamin C therapy, but the hospital wouldn't do it. And so there's this whole legal battle over the course of, I think, 6 months, where they were trying to get him out, take him to somewhere who would do it. And there's a fight and a battle and all this stuff. Meanwhile, he's just in a coma. And somehow they ended up with the ability to administer IV vitamin C to this, to their family member. And not only did he come out of coma, but his cancer is reversed. And so we did a show a while back with Dr. Reardon. I forget what his name, or no, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke from the Reardon Clinic. And he uses IV vitamin C therapy for cancers as well. So this is really, really key. And, you know, this is, you know, something that you could do, look into for an internal application, you know, through supplementation. You can do it transdermally, like through IV, and also transdermally topically through just the standard vitamin C crystals with a Band-Aid. So those would be something else that I'd recommend, because it's not just like folklore or pseudoscience. I mean, there's actual evidence. And this is just one of probably 20 or 30 articles I could share with you on this. And if I really wanted to, you know, get them all linked up, I could link hundreds of articles about this, but, and, you know, to save time, we can't go through all of those. But the other thing I would look at is black salve. Now, there's a website called herbhealers.com, and we interviewed the man behind that, Greg Caton, C-A-T-O-N. And I think he's, since the time of our interview, he has passed away. And I'm not sure, he was put in jail multiple times because they didn't like what he was doing. And he has an outfit out of Ecuador, and he's selling these black salves or skin creams that essentially what they do is they're called escharotics. And you put them and they essentially kind of burn. And there's a guy by the name of Bill Trucks, I think, B-I-L-L-T-R-U-C-K-S. You may want to look him up. He had like a liver cancer. I think it was a liver cancer or something like that. And he applied this black salve to his back to get at the cancer. And this stuff burned a hole in his whole body and pulled the tumor out of his organ, out of his liver. Crazy, crazy story. So this stuff is really powerful though. And I wouldn't recommend it as the first thing that I would do. The first thing I would do is probably that BEC5 or vitamin C, but, it's something to have in your back pocket. And if you go to Curaderm, I'm sorry, what is it? Herb Healers, H-E-R-B-H-E-A-L-E-R-S, herbhealers.com. You can find it. It formerly used to be called CanSema, I think, C-A-N-C-E-M-A, I think. And you can look that up. And there's another one from twofeathers.com. That's T-W-O-feathers.com. And you can check out theirs as well. And again, this is not medical advice, in all seriousness and not joking around. You know, check with your doctor and stuff like that. Work with a qualified naturopath. You know, I'm not a fan of medical doctors, obviously, but, you know, work with a qualified, you know, doctor to work with you, especially if you, you want to take these, you know, escharotics, these black salve products. And in the Patreon document, I have a link to a certain protocol and a resource manual on how to do this and how to go through a protocol, because this is very, it's very caustic and very aggressive, and it can lead to all kinds of skin disfigurations, but it does work. And so the problem is that if you abandon it too early, it won't work, but it does disfigure you. And then if you research online, you'll see all these horror stories about people that just got disfigured and the cancer never went away. It's because they didn't follow through with the entire protocol, kind of like antibiotics, how you're supposed to take it for the, you know, prescribed amount of time. Same goes with this. So if you abort the plan early, you know, it's not effective and you get disfigured. So you have to be very careful with black salve and follow protocol. And in the document that I share on Patreon under skin cancer. And by the way, I'm spelling everything differently. Skin cancer, S-K-Y-N-K-A-N-S-W-E-R. I'm doing that on purpose. So if you follow my work, you probably know why, but you know, these are branded terms that are money-making machines for them, as we mentioned earlier. So, you know, spelling them and calling them the same thing I can't do. So just to be safe, I'm calling them. But anyway, I linked to the protocol for the black salve. And so this is an interesting thing too. Vitamin B3, niacinamide or nicotinamide. And here's a Harvard paper out of harvard.edu. It says here, nicotinamide may help prevent certain skin cancers. You know what's interesting? I always find this kind of thing very interesting. And this is kind of an aside, a little bit, you know, off topic a little bit. But I find it really interesting that it seems like nowadays people can just admit whatever they want and it doesn't matter, because it's as if like these articles get buried in the archives and no one reads them, but it covers their back because they can always say, well, it's published, right? Or it's on our website, you know? So, you know, I feel like in the same way, you know, goes true with this big C little V thing, you know, they can just come out and say, like they did recently, that they never did any testing on these concoctions they're putting in people's arms with sharp things, right? Pfizer just came out and admitted that. And it's like no one even knows, right? And no one even talks about it. It's so bizarre. And so here's Harvard saying that nicotinamide may help prevent certain skin cancers. It says here from the article, nicotinamide is a form of vitamin B3 that has been shown to reduce the number of skin cancers. And it says here in a randomized controlled trial performed in Australia, and this is in the New England Journal of Medicine, excuse me, the risk of basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma were significantly reduced. Nicotinamide has protective effects against ultraviolet damage caused by sun exposure, and the vitamin is safe and can be purchased over the counter. We recommended starting the vitamin with 500 milligrams twice a day to all of our patients with a history of basal cell carcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma or with extensive skin damage due to sun exposure. One caveat is the vitamin must be taken continuously as the benefits are lost once stopped. So it's just interesting, right? I mean, there's all this evidence out there, but you know, if you were to go to a Harvard doctor or a dermatologist that was educated at Harvard and got their doctorate from Harvard and you said this, they wouldn't believe you, right? And then you say, hey, here's the article. It says here, 4 ways to protect against skin cancer other than sunscreen. Right here. It's right here. You know, this is published from the school that you went to that you said it didn't exist. Right. It's funny. I was just like, I was debating my wife's brother. I wasn't debating him, but I told him about Bill Gates and depopulation. And I told him and he said, no, he would never do that. Bill Gates wouldn't do that. You know, and then I just sent him a video with the link saying, here is exactly what I said that Bill Gates actually said. So it's like, it's right here. So sometimes people just don't want to look at the facts. Like they just don't want to see the facts. I don't know what it is, but the thing about niacin is that you could take it internally, like it says here, 500 milligrams twice a day. So 1,000 milligrams a day. The one I take is from, I take most of the supplements from MitoLife. That's the one that I take. I'm not saying it cures cancer. I'm not saying it does any of that. I can't say that, but most people are curious, you know, where do I get my supplements? Mostly from MitoLife and Lifeblood. And we have coupon codes there. If you want to support our work, the MitoLife coupon code is EHR15 and they have, MitoLife has the vitamin E I would take also. And they're coming out with a vitamin C product here pretty soon too. And they also have the niacinamide B3. And they have a bunch of other products that I take on a regular basis, as well as the Lifeblood products. And our code there is EHR10 for a 10% discount and versus EHR15 for 15% discount on MitoLife. But in full disclosure, I can't tell you that these things cure cancer. I just can't do that. But if you're looking for more information, there's a couple good books. And this one is from Dr. Bill Cham. And he is the inventor of that cream called Curaderm. If you go on Amazon, you can look. This was written in 2008. It's called The Eggplant Cure for Cancer, a treatment of skin cancer and new hope for other cancers from Nature's Pharmacy. So you could get that book. And it is, oh my gosh, they're charging $45 for that. What?
Discovered in 1922, vitamin E has to be one of the most misunderstood vitamins in the world. Essentially, it acts as a super powerful antioxidant, and it does this by donating electrons, which lowers oxidation, aka rust, from iron overload inside the body. But it's also a super powerful estrogen antagonist, so it's amazing for hormone health as well. A deficiency in vitamin E could result in age spots on your skin, hormone dysregulation, the inability to get pregnant or to carry a pregnancy full term, bedwetting in children, children, fatty liver disease, arterial blockages, cancers, skin or connective tissue issues. Essentially, vitamin E donates electrons and lowers oxidation all over the body. So it's amazing for any vision issues, nerve damage, calcification, iron overload, and so much more. That's why I like Mitolife PUFA Protect. One capsule contains 1,000 milligrams of mixed tocopherols. Use the code EHR15 on biochargeme.com and get some today.
Well, of course they are. There's only hardcover available. Wow. So yeah, I would get it. $45 is worth knowing, you know, about some ways to reverse cancer. And then the other book I'd recommend too is Inspired by Nature, Proven by Science. And that was also by, Dr. Bill Chan, PhD. The subtitle is The New Generation Cancer Treatment That Causes Cancer Cells to Commit Suicide. That one's actually unavailable on Amazon, but you can probably get it somewhere else. And I would highly recommend both those books. And again, like I mentioned before, this podcast is just a small snippet, maybe 20% of what I have in our Patreon guide on skin cancer. And I have a number of different, like I'm not mentioning a bunch of other things. Like I have 15 topical considerations. That is just things that you can put on your skin transdermally with studies and, you know, how much I would do per day and all, and links to where to get it and all that stuff. Topical considerations, 15. And we know that cancers, even though they express themselves on the largest organ outside your body, which is your skin, there is an internal issue. And so there's a number of different internal considerations that I would get on right now before, if my body was diagnosed with extra cells on my skin. And I have 11 internal considerations, and niacinamide is one of them, and some other stuff too. Really, really fascinating stuff. Like one of them is fenbendazole. So if that kind of piques your imagination, join us on Patreon and get access to all this stuff. But then there's different therapies too, because, you know, like I said, cancer is really a metabolic dysfunction and a mineral dysregulation, and the body's attempt to save your life by creating extra cells in order to keep you alive during what is a very toxic lifestyle and environment that you live in. And so in the same way that your body will store fat on areas of the body that are not going to harm internal organs for function, your body also does the same thing when your body has extra cells in your body. And so it's doing that to save your life because of the environment and the lifestyle and the daily habits that you have. And so there are a number of different therapies that you can do, from IV therapies to coffee enemas to blood donations. And I have 10 different specific therapies for this particular condition, along with links on how to do it and more information and all that kind of stuff, as well as environmental considerations and emotional, spiritual considerations as well. There's typically 4 people that I recommend in this regard to work with. If you have an issue, like a chronic degenerative disease that's serious, you may want to work with a practitioner on a deeper, more spiritual, emotional level, because the source of all disease is an invisible process that's causing our body to work incorrectly. And when you fix the invisible instructions, the invisible process, the body just works. And most of the time that could be stored traumas. And so we've done a number of different shows on this, and I would highly recommend, if you have any health condition at all and this sounds interesting to you, you want to work on multiple levels, not just like the physical, but also the environmental, you know, avoiding certain things. You want to work on the spiritual, emotional. You want to work on multi levels on this stuff, and environmental as well. Like I mentioned, non-native EMF and blue light, that kind of stuff. Very important. And then I have, sometimes with health, you get more of a benefit from avoiding certain things than you do adding things in, right? So half the equation, it's like playing basketball, right? You have offense, defense, or soccer. You have offense, defense. In any sport, you want to protect yourself from the assault, but you also want to do things on the offensive end to help increase the strength of your immune system, or scoring a basket. So it's the same thing, offense, defense. And I would always advise you to make sure you're avoiding the things that are causing the health challenge instead of just adding the good stuff in the offense. Cause you could score like a normal basketball game might be, you know, 105 to 95, you know, a score of a basketball game. You can score, you know, 500 points in a game, but if the other team scores 501, you still lose, right? So what you want to do is minimize the amount of points the other team can score. And so this is avoidances of certain things. And in here, I have 12 specific things that you want to avoid if you have any kind of cancer, let alone skin cancers. And so it's really important to make sure that you're avoiding the things that are causing the damage too. So I hope that was helpful to you. And I hope that you look up that book, find us on Brighteon and subscribe to us. Check out some of our other documentaries and look under the Natural Cures playlist. And you'll see the documentary called Run from the Cure. Really, really important movie to watch. Everyone should watch that. And that's on Brighteon.com under our Natural Cures playlist for Extreme Health Radio. But I hope you enjoyed that. So basically what I'm doing is putting together a bunch of research on all of these health conditions. And again, these are all available on Patreon. So Patreon is just a way to promote or to support our work on a monthly basis. And we're going to be launching December of 2022. And you'll get access to these depending on which tier you join. So there's a tier for $5 a month. There's one for $14.99 and $29.99. And you either get one, two, or three of these protocols per month. And then we're also going to be doing live sessions, I think twice a month or once or twice a month, depending on which tier you join, and a bunch of other information as well, like our healthy organ guide and a bunch of cool stuff and past Q&A sessions I've done. And it's going to be a really great community of people. And if you want to, you know, go further, we're going to be doing the live sessions based on these protocols or these, I guess, guides. And so if you have an issue with skin cancer, we can talk about it as a group and we can share some things. And I learn from you guys as well, because sometimes I'll learn things from you that I've never heard before, which is amazing. And I love that. So I'm always constantly learning and there's always new information to share. But like I mentioned here, I only mentioned like three or four things topically, but there's 15 in the guide. And there's 11 internal considerations as well that's, you know, specifically target this issue. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. That was really a lot of fun for me because I get this question asked a lot about skin cancer, and I get, you know, these types of questions a lot. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you know of anyone that has extra cells growing on their skin and they're concerned about it, maybe send this to them and see what they think. And hopefully, you know, you can get some Curaderm and purchase it. From what I understand, Dr. Bill Cham is no longer in Australia because of the medical tyranny that's there, just like there is here. And I think he's in, I forget what island, in the Philippines or somewhere. But you can have that shipped and they're able to sell it from there. So grab some while you can, stock up for as long as it's available. I get nothing, you know, there's no financial incentive there. Curaderm.net is just a website that I know about through research, but it's not anything I'm in, you know, involved with. So I hope that helped you. Consider get the vitamin C. If you want to support our work, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. A simple, easy, free way is just to leave us a review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. That would be really cool. A good rating and a review helps us a lot. So we'd really appreciate that. You can also, if you make purchases on Amazon, we have a link in our bio on Instagram, and we also have a link at the bottom of our homepage, Extreme Health Radio, where you can just click on it. Nothing changes for you, but if you click on our link before you make your Amazon purchases, it supports us. So it's a great way to support us, you know, doing something you're already going to do anyway. So we appreciate that. What else? Sharing or tagging us on Instagram would help a lot too, trying to, you know, reach more people and get the word out there of empowering this kind of information that you're not going to hear on the news. And so that's a great way, you know, share us in your story, you know, tag us and we'll reshare it to our people too. So that's a great way. But then also if you want to, you know, purchase any of the products that we promote and recommend, they're all available on biochargeme.com. That's our store. And the sun, you know, we have a sauna there. We have all kinds of cool, cool products there. A lot of red light therapy devices, blue blocking glasses, all the Matt's products over at MitoLife, and a few of the products. I think we have some from Lifeblood as well, the methylene blue there that we love. So a lot of good products on biochargeme.com. And that's another way to support us. And finally, if you really want to support us as well, join our newsletter list, because that's a great way to keep up to date with us. We typically email once a week, I think every Tuesday. But we also, if there's like a sale at Mitolife, like right now, Matt is doing a, which I would really recommend. I just bought some earlier. I think he's doing like 40% off the vitamin E because he's upgrading his product. So if you go over to mitolife.com and, or click over from our link and then use our code EHR15, you'll get a 15% discount. So you'll get 55% off. I think there's only like 1,000 of them left, maybe. And vitamin E, if you do the research, I didn't really talk about it too much, but if you do the research on vitamin E, it'll just blow your mind. But yeah, if there's sales like that, you know, big sales or Black Friday stuff, we may email, you know, twice in a week or something like that. But just make sure to open our emails. And, you know, if there's anything that interests you, we usually have a bunch of our past shows on there as well. So I'd really appreciate that. All right, guys, thank you so much for your support. We love you. We're going to get Kate back on. I swear, I promise. We'll get her back on and we'll just talk about all the crazy stuff that's going on. Cause I love doing research like this, but I also love just, you know, having a good time chatting with Kate. So that's going to be coming soon. And I hope you guys like it. Let me know what you think of the new format. If this new format is something that you like, I would appreciate that. And we love you all. Again, this was extremehealthradio.com/753. is where to go to get notes for this episode. We love you. Thank you again. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.